Man Marv's Notebook for August 6th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2016. Well, this Sunday was pretty slow. I slept in quite a bit. Had a meeting at 10 a.m. to help a Toastmaster with the district budget, but that's about it. After that, I did a little bit of shopping, and really not much I can say about today. It's meant to be a slow day, the way a weekend should be, right? So when I was catching up on all the podcasts yesterday, I was listening to Paul's Security Weekly. It's a security podcast. They've been on a bit of a enterprise or more of a venture capital and startup mentality for the past year-ish or so. Whenever, I guess you could say it's when Paul left his job at Tenable and went out on his own, he became very startup oriented in his shows. And the kind of catchphrases that are in his shows now kind of reflect that. And when he interviews new startups, specifically security startups, to kind of cut to the chase and see what their business is all about, he and Michael Santarcangelo have a single question that they ask every interviewee. It's what problem do you solve and what makes you different from your competition? Now, that's a really good question. It's kind of been the way I've been looking at I'm also the IT, one-man IT guy for my employer. So now I still have to be a civil engineer as my full-time, billable work. But on the side, I also do IT work. So now I've taken that mentality and sort of applied it to how I vet different vendors and different things that come across my desk as a one-man IT shop. It's been very useful for me. And this past weekend, they've added on another question to it. So now it's what problem do you solve and how are you different from your competition? And also, what problems do you create? And that was so funny, it made me laugh out loud as I was listening to the show. Because that's also so very true when you're the administrator. You also have to think of the side effects of adopting a new technology or a new implementation or new process. It's a very good compliment to their interview question, and now it's been churning in the back of my head for a good day or so. Now that I'm thinking, oh yeah, so I'm also in the middle of a little not real project yet, but the servers at my employers are starting to fill up. I figure I'll have to upgrade something before the end of the year. So I'm trying to figure out what I should be doing, because we have a Windows server now, RAID 10 array, that has like 6 terabytes of capacity, and we're just about 90%, 80 to 90% full. Trying to figure out if we can get by with a simple NAS, a Synology. I forget exactly which models I'm looking at, but I want to add at least another 10 terabytes of storage capacity. Yeah, that should be good enough for a couple of years at least. Keep the server around, add on a NAS, that would be nice. So now I'm trying to figure out what would be the best way, because I was looking at expanding or upgrading that Dell server, but the vendor that our IT outside IT consultant that helped me put together that had some real short-sighted choices in the components he specified for that. It was using some nearline SAS drive arrays or hard drives, which turns out is not very popular. It's going to become hard to find replacement parts for because it's not popular. And it's kind of difficult to switch away from that once you've made the decision to do that on that server. So upgrade path is rather limited, and they're not sure if they'll ever be able to get me. I'm sure they're just sandbagging, but it's going to be difficult to find replacement hard drives whenever one of those hard drives fails in the array. So that's something I really want to avoid. Before we got a real dedicated server, I would just put together little desktops and fill them up with hard drives and put a server operating system on them. And it works okay for small uses, but this big server we got because we wanted to consolidate all the small servers into a bigger one. Supposedly because it would save money, although, yeah, there's other issues around that too now. So now I'm putting those questions, what problem do you solve, to good use. I'm still trying to figure that out and when I'm looking at all of my options. So anyway, that's what's been occupying my day. So, oh yeah, it's been a long podcast for me. I'll talk to you tomorrow.